WTUZ, your kind of country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
You know, thanks to Odell Beckham Jr., I got no sleep last night, but I'll take it. Felt like we won like a really big game last night, although no game was actually played.
I agree.
Michelle's got her Browns jersey on.
I do.
Chubba Wubba Hub. Hey, good morning. It's Eric and, yes, Michelle. Thanks for waking up with us. We barely made it, I tell you that, but we're glad you are here on time. Hey, if you want to join us, it's easy. Send that email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. That's one way to reach out and say hello. Also, if you want to say hi, maybe even an easier way, it's our Weber Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. On social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We get a lot of love on our cookie post yesterday.
I don't know.
Our boomerang.
I haven't looked. Let me go and find it.
It's really cute, to steal your words.
Fresh.
Mm. And yeah, we're streaming online too, WTUZ.com. Don't you forget about that. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. The keyword listen on the text line too. We'll get you a link and you can listen live on your smartphone or tablet. We have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon today. And also, I know you're sick, but are there any Quakers in the house? Just making sure. All right, of course, Big Z Sports will be down in Athens later tonight for the new Philadelphia boys basketball team. I'll fill you in on that throughout the morning as well. We are off and running. More of your kind of country next. Don't you move. It's Brothers Osborne on 99.9 WTUZ. I don't remember me. It's Eric. It's Michelle. Again, thanks for waking up with us. Coming along, Michelle has your morning headlines. After that, your morning quickies. Double duty is taking its toll on one Miss Michelle Spring.
Yes, just bear with me.
We got it.
In my voice.
It's all right.
The organizers of the annual Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital Run for Home are asking for help from local residents. The yearly event, entering its 12th year, is put on to raise money for Habitat for Humanity East Central Ohio. The two-day event features a 10K race, a one-mile fun run, a kids race, along with a health and fitness expo on Saturday, April 6th. Sunday will also have a half marathon, a three-person team relay, and a timed five-mile walk. Volunteer signups are available online at runforhome.org. In state headlines, a man accused of killing an Ohio woman after stalking her for months has pleaded guilty to murder and other charges. Michael Strauss also pleaded guilty Tuesday in Butler County Common Pleas Court to charges of menacing by stalking and gross abuse of a corpse in the death of 23-year-old Ellen Wyke of Westchester. Court documents accuse Strauss of killing Wyke in August of 2018 after stalking her since the beginning of last year. A message seeking comment was left for Strauss's attorneys. For more local and state headlines, visit us at WTUZ.com.
Of course, it's a busy week here in Z Country. Kelly Clarkson tickets have been handed out all week. Social media, via Facebook in particular, is your next chance today to win some Kelly Clarkson tickets. Kelsey Ballerini will be there too Thursday night, March 21st, at Quicken Loans Arena. Also, as we told you a few moments ago, our Luck of the Listener, that is coming up on Friday, brought to you by Dan's Wholesale Carpet and Flooring, where we're going to spin that wheel. Listen, I hope you're feeling 100% by Friday to give your best in that wheel-spinning extravaganza.
Right. Well, I went this morning to get a medicine ball from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I heard that this is, like, life-changing. So I'm hoping that this will help me.
It's like on a secret menu, right?
It is.
It's not even on the actual
menu, right?
The menu.
So I was telling someone yesterday, I'm like, I think I'm battling this sinus infection. It's driving me nuts. I think it's getting worse. They're like, you should try the medicine ball tea from Starbucks. And I was like, okay. Well, and I was nervous.
So you just went up, so you just pulled up and asked for it.
I just said, hey, can I have the medicine ball tea, a venti? And he was like, sure. And I think he could tell because, I mean, I don't sound great.
What's in this beverage, I wonder, though? You said there...
Okay, there's two different teas. It's called Peach Tranquility and Jade Citrus Mint. But apparently, I was looking up this morning, and it said that it was actually a customer that came up with this tea. And it's called the Cold Buster. It incorporates a handful of cold remedies all put together in a steaming hot cup of tea. I don't know.
Very nice.
Oh, and it has steamed lemonade. No wonder I love it.
Does it taste good, actually?
Oh my gosh, it tastes so good.
Doesn't taste like you're drinking medicine?
No. I'm really hoping that it does something. Does the trick. It
does something to me.
Does the trick.
Hey, if you're wondering where Mary Alice has been, she's in our nation's capital. She'll be back, I don't know when. Next week?
I don't know. That's a really great question.
I hope she's doing okay with her whole Lent thing. I know there's a lot of good restaurants there and everything. The whole...
She's probably failing.
The pasta.
She said that she eats pasta. That's like her go-to.
Yeah.
I'll bet you she fails.
Well, thanks for having faith in our very own Mary Alice.
Well, because she didn't have faith in herself.
You're right.
So I'm like, she probably failed.
You guys didn't even have faith in me.
No,
to be honest
well,
with
let's
you.
Be honest. You were close to cheating there.
I was close.
And some may say you might have cheated.
I was not. Well.
You had those Entenmann snacks?
I think they're Entenmanns.
Entenmanns? What did I say? Entenmanns? I don't know.
You actually might be right. I don't know. They do make delicious snack cakes and mini muffins, yes.
Yes.
But they aren't Little Debbie brand.
I guess we should have, like, clarified.
What are you guys going to do? Cut out my whole breakfast options?
Just can't cereal. Do that. Cereal.
Can't do that. You know, some actually, you gave up donuts. Myself, obviously, Little Debbie snacks, Mary Alice pasta. Some folks actually may give up alcohol for Lent. That's a popular thing. Yeah. Or one guy in Ohio doing the exact opposite thing. So he's only drinking beer for Lent. Is that what I get?
He says he's giving up all solid food until Easter.
You're not going to make it, dude. Del Hall of Newtown, Ohio.
You're going to die. Right?
Easter Sunday, April 21st. Yeah, there's no way.
You need, like, nutrition. You're not going to make it. Your liver's going to go kaput.
He says the monks in Bavaria also kind of do the same thing.
What?
And they make it all... 40 days of Lent. Okay, or there are 46. Is there actually 46?
I thought it was 40, but maybe this year there's 46. That's crazy.
He'll be drinking water, too, and checking with his doctor throughout. So beer and water, right? Nice mixture. You can really go a long time.
You're just going to get drunk and sleep all day.
Well, not if you mix it with water. It's a nice balancing act. You know what I mean?
Ew.
You won't get too obliterated to where you can't function.
I could never do that. Could you do that? No, I love food too much.
Yeah, no. I don't even like drinking that much to do something like that.
Right.
Just puts me to sleep.
That's what I'm saying.
Where was I? I was somewhere last night. I was at the my sister-in-law. They just had a baby, right, by the way. Aww. I don't know if I told you. Becca's sister had a baby.
That's so cute.
Her first baby. So we were over there last night just hanging out, and it was close to 8 o'clock. The boys were still awake.
Jeez.
Daddy was still awake, which is rare that time of the night.
Right.
But somebody said, Eric, you wanted something to drink? You want a beer or something? I'm like, dude, listen, if I have a beer right now...
You're going to have to carry me home.
Snooze fest. I mean, right. It'll put me right to sleep. That's better than NyQuil, better than cough syrup. No matter what went down last night, though, if I had a beer or not, I wasn't sleeping thanks to the Browns.
This is exciting.
Making that blockbuster trade, yeah, I tell you what, for one Odell Beckham Jr., it's going to be...
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Be dangerous in 2019 on the lakefront, if you will. So one of the best wide receivers in the NFL is what Odell Beckham Jr. is considered. Some consider him a diva, prima donna, but hey, what athlete isn't nowadays? You know what I mean?
I guess
what athlete isn't full of themselves and they always want the ball? But this, honestly, maybe one of the bigger trades in Cleveland Browns history. and
maybe the biggest.
On the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web, the internet was going nuts last night when this went down. You actually, because I just got home, like I said, from the in-laws, right?
Okay.
And they, you kind of broke the news to me because I didn't have my phone on me. And when I got home, I had all kinds of unread text messages and social media notifications were blowing up. Duh. Out of all those text messages, Michelle, I clicked on yours first.
Aw, hey, thanks.
Mainly because it was at the top. And then, so you basically broke that news to me.
You're welcome. Chat, so let me just tell you how it went down in my house.
Yeah, let me hear.
We were giving Evelyn a bath, and we were just sitting there, you know, chatting, playing with the rubber duckies. And then all of a sudden, my husband, he goes...
Clear, you need to phlegm out. Go ahead, phlegm out. I'll shut your mic off. Go ahead. Phlegm out. All right, there you go. All right.
And he goes, he starts jumping up and down, and he's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And he just kept jumping up and down. And I was like, I thought something bad happened. I thought something was going on at work.
Like you were maybe, like his reaction was like you were pregnant with his first boy. He's like, oh my gosh.
What is happening? And he like wouldn't talk for like a minute. And I was like, dude, what is going on? He's like, we just got Odell Beckham. I'm like, that's what you're oh my goshing about? So, yeah. And then all night last night, we watched the NFL Network. We were all... I think I was up until, like, 11 o'clock.
Listen, I've... obviously, you know, I'm a huge Browns fan, okay?
Right.
But I will say this. I think that what happened last night and the momentum that's going into the 2019 season, there's never been more excitement...
Oh, for sure.
...around the Browns...
100%.
...than... Since when they came back in 1999. Really and truly. Since when they came back.
I would not be surprised if we get a text message here around 9 o'clock that we are season ticket holders. I'll just tell you that.
Well, listen, I'll just tell you right now, I don't have the money for that, one. But two, just being a close friend, you and I, telling you right now, either you aren't making all those games or Chadley isn't. So I would love to go to a few.
Oh, my gosh. He was so excited.
You got your Browns jersey on today.
I know.
You are
I
not,
was so excited
not messing
yesterday.
Around.
I know. I'm just excited for them to win some games.
Hello.
I know. Oh, I was on Twitter just watching everyone's Twitter comments last night. Everyone is just so excited. And I feel like that's the energy that we need right now.
Okay. Speaking of social media.
Oh, no.
I went to... So I hopped on Twitter last night. And
yeah.
I went to the trends, all the trends in the United States.
Oh.
9 out of the 10
were Browns.
Were Browns, Odell, or Baker Mayfield related.
Oh, wow.
I mean, 9 out of the top 10. I think the 10th was this whole college admissions scandal, which is sort of taken over the news cycle as well. This is a massive college admission scam. Largest ever. The scam involves parents paying tens of thousands, some maybe even millions of dollars to get their children into preferred schools. Michelle, the legs to this story and the people behind it, actors, actresses,
CEOs,
people in law, heads of corporations. I don't know why Aunt Becky and Lynette Scavo, both Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, are both at the center of this.
I'm really sad about it.
But, yeah, this ruled the news headlines yesterday, too.
So, apparently, according to all of the news outlets right now, Aunt Becky, a.k.a. Lori Loughlin, she paid the University of Southern California $500,000 to get her daughter into that school. Like, some of the stuff that is going on, or what is coming out, is saying that these people paid for their... Like, Felicity Huffman, in her case, she paid $15,000 to have her daughter take the SAT privately with a tutor or, like, an instructor. And after... And she got, like, a longer amount of time than what normal students would be allowed. And I don't think you're allowed to take it by yourself. I think you're supposed to take it with a bunch of other kids.
Yeah, you have to take it...
with everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take it alone or with a tutor.
After her daughter, Felicity Huffman's daughter, was done taking the test, this instructor went back and changed some of her answers to the correct answer. She ended up getting like a 1490 or 1460, which is super high.
Yeah, I don't think that's as bad as having other people go and sit in your child's spot pretending to be them and take the SATs or ACTs, which happen in some cases too.
Right.
I mean, changing scores, who hasn't changed a score here and there, you know, graded on a curve almost.
Right, graded on a curve. Well, and what's so disheartening is because, you know, I love Full House, I love Aunt Becky, but her situation is probably the most like deeming, like it's really bad. They paid $500,000 for their kid to get into school, saying that they were donating that money to charity. Also,
that's how a lot of this money was funneled through,
right?
Back channels, if you will, through a fake charity almost. So.
Right. She also was being recruited for the crew team, but she had never played or she had never done, been a rower. I don't know what that's called. You know what I mean? She was on the rowing team, but she had never done that. So here, I guess like college coaches, they do have allotted spots for potential recruits. And they had had Lori Loughlin's daughter as one of those. And apparently, I forget his name, Massimo, Lori Loughlin's husband. He owns that brand that's at Target, Massimo. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
So apparently he was confronted by the guidance counselor of her high school saying, "This is just really interesting to me because she never played this in high school. So how is she being recruited by one of the top schools in the nation?" You know what I mean? And here they had had her face photoshopped on a professional stock image of like a rowing team.
That's too much for me.
Just like
most
so
of these
crazy.
Kids didn't even know about the scheme,
know.
Though.
And that's what's so disheartening.
Yeah. At least 9 athletic coaches, 33 parents, many of them, like we said, prominent in law, finance, business. Among those charged, Felicity Huffman straight up in handcuffs yesterday.
Yeah, they
really?
Went to her house at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Guns drawn and arrested her at her home in California. And Lori Loughlin is currently in Vancouver shooting for the Hallmark Channel. And she had made arrangements with somebody saying that she's on her way on a flight back to L.A., but her husband was arrested yesterday. There was video yesterday released of William H. Macy, which is Felicity Huffman's husband, going to court. And I think he was posting her bail to get her out. She had her passport taken away from her. She's not allowed to travel outside of the continental U.S. I think
she could face up to 5 years in prison, really and truly. Her and Lori Loughlin.
Lori, I think they said that her passport will not be taken away because she is filming in Vancouver, but she's supposed to surrender to authorities today.
Parents spent anywhere between $10,000 all the way up to $6.5 million to guarantee their children's admission. What's crazy is some of these schools, first of all, some of the schools involved, I did have it here, Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, Wake Forest, University of Texas, USC, University of California, which are, I mean, in terms of not only athletically, but academically, some of the top schools in the country. Some schools, though, are saying they were the victims, that they were duped, I find very interesting. Yale, I think, said that, too, which, listen...
People had to have known about
now,
that.
No, I kind of maybe agree with them in some instances.
Way.
Yeah, I mean... Maybe they have to change the way they go about their admissions process, but I do believe that some of them did not know within the admissions department. I really do believe that.
In Felicity Huffman's case, there is literally texts back and forth in the indictment of her talking to this guy. His name's, I think, Richard Singer. He was the one that was in charge of this whole scheme. There are texts where she is saying that she's taking her daughter to a doctor to get her diagnosed with a special need, like a special learning disability, so she can take these classes or take this test, like have special treatment. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and she didn't have a learning disability, but this doctor was going to write off on it. You know
right.
what I mean? So it's just... I don't know.
It's bad. Not
it's
only
crazy.
It's bad. A bad look not only on the parents and the celebrities, if you will, but in some cases, bad on the schools, too. And some of them may be playing damage control. Oh, we didn't know. But, I mean, if they're lying, who really knows? But I do think that maybe some of them really had no idea.
I mean,
some maybe did,
much,
some maybe didn't.
I mean, you're getting $500,000.
But still,
come
Michelle,
on.
You got to think, I mean, it's not like that the dean of the school knows, okay, we just got a $500,000 check from Felicity Huffman. It's not like they exactly know. I mean, they, I don't know. It's
I mean, my eyebrows would be raised if I was given a $500,000.
But it's not like they give it right to the dean. It's all funneled through this back channel, like you said, fake charity and organization. And it's, I mean, I wouldn't, I honestly really and truly, like, the head honchos of these schools, I guarantee some of them did not know. There's no way.
I'm skeptical.
I don't know. Z Country 99.9, that's Brantley Gilbert along with Lindsay L. What happens in a small town? Birthday time. Michelle and I will celebrate along with all of our local celebs. First, our big shot celebrity birthdays. Hey, this is awkward. William H. Macy is turning 69 today. Wonder how him and Felicity Huffman are celebrating today. I bet their daughter's home from school, right? Probably.
Ouch.
Also, Tristan Thompson from the four-time defending Eastern Conference champion Cleveland Cavaliers.
He'll probably be spending it alone.
He's 28. You don't think he'll have his...
Maybe his side chick. Maybe.
One of his two children, maybe, today on his birthday. It's his birthday, for Pete's sake.
No.
Local celebrities.
Do the Cavs play today?
Do what?
Do the Cavs play tonight?
Even if they did, he hasn't played in like 20 games. I think it's more of a PR thing than an injury thing, to be honest.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Hey.
You want me to go first?
I'll start, I guess.
Okay.
Quaid Cloa, happy birthday to you. Also, Marion Hiller, or Hillier, is celebrating, excuse me, out of Dover. Ashley Grimm, happy birthday to you, says love, Derek. And Heston. Also celebrating, Rich Kohler from Mineral City. And lastly, it's Carolotta Jane Gibson. Happy 61st.
Freda Martin is celebrating her 45th birthday today out of New Philadelphia. That was submitted by your favorite sister-in-law. John Bowers is celebrating his 60th birthday out of Dover. It says, happy birthday, Dad. Brian Piles is celebrating his 23rd birthday out of Yorksville. And Jody Staley is celebrating a birthday as well today. There you go.
I had more than you, right? So I'll go ahead and...
Good thought.
And do the honors. How about good old Rich from Mineral City? Rich Kohler. Rich, congratulations. You win prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Ann's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies, all just for submitting your birthday. Tune in, though, Rich. I know you do every day, but Monday in particular, you could be the weekly birthday winner. Hey, Michelle, if folks want to enter their big day, I know you're feeling sick and all, or sinus thing, or whatever you got going on.
I'm not sure what it is.
But you can still tell people how to submit their birthday info.
Yeah, you can email us, contest@wtuz.com. You can text us at our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399, or snail mail.
Don't forget about that.
Favorite. Right.
Snail mail's your favorite?
I do. I love getting mail.
Another revelation today on the morning show. It's Eric and Michelle, all powered by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Sorry, Michelle, about the microphone there.
It's okay.
I'm new here.
Yeah.
Actually, you want to know what I did? I turned on the newsroom microphone, because normally whoever does headlines sits over there, and I just got so nervous. You know, sometimes we still get nervous, right?
Every now and again.
And when that happens, we just picture you guys naked, and it gets us through it. Right? Isn't that what they tell you in public speaking? Picture everyone naked?
That never really did it for me.
It's exactly what we're doing here.
Right.
Hey, big news from the Academy of Country Music. Of course, the ACM Awards are less than a month away. April the 7th, Michelle, they revealed all the performers. Well, not all, but the first round of performers. For the 54th annual ACM Awards. Who's on that list, Michelle?
We've got Brothers Osborne, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Chris Stapleton, George Strait,
The King,
and Reba McEntire.
Who's, speaking of, you know a lot about double duty, right? She'll be double double duty
hosting
in that evening.
I know. This is going to be so much fun.
Sunday, April 7th in Sin City. That's Las Vegas.
I love that they do it
Nevada.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
And what follows that is the little insider tip. It's the country radio seminar, which is out there in Vegas. So a bunch of those country artists stay out there for like a whole week, you know. You could walk by Blake Shelton right through like the MGM.
Hey everybody,
probably.
This is Blake Shelton,
you know what I mean?
On 99.9 FM, and I'm drunk.
Be like, what up, Blake?
He's so funny, that Blake Shelton.
Hey, the Academy of Country Music also revealed another big headline yesterday, Michelle. Apparently a new diversity task force. It makes it sound so official when you just throw task force into it.
I know. It sounds kind of like scary.
I know. Established to take a look at the issues women and minority groups face in our genre, which is, of course,
country music.
One of the biggest stories of 2018 was the lack of female representation, not only in country music, but along with a lot of these other award shows like the Grammys, the Oscars, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the big topics.
Right.
Now the ACMs is looking to maybe find out why there are diversity issues.
This announcement, it says, comes after the 2019 ACM Awards nominees were announced with women entirely absent from the biggest category of the night, Entertainer of the Year.
Which isn't strange because it's the same thing as last year. I mean, you look at Entertainer of the Year for either the ACMs
or... I thought Miranda was nominated for that last year.
I don't think so. But either the ACMs or CMAs, I don't really think any females get any love or nominated in there. Now, listen, I'm a realist, and I'll just say it like it is. women and other minority groups in this country, I mean, are... they have it harder than others. It's just the way it is. I don't know why. If I knew the answer, then maybe I'd write a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
last year, I don't have the answer for why.
Miranda was... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Here we go. Sorry, my bad.
So she wasn't?
No, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's crazy, though. I mean, remember when they completely snubbed Kelsey Ballerini? That's still kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, and then she had to delete that tweet.
Yeah, it's so awkward. Oh, gosh. You just hate all that. I'm still looking for that, if that's what you're looking at me
No, for. It's all right. What exactly are you looking for? I totally forgot.
I just want to know, like, what... who was nominated last
year?
Well,
so all you got to do, Google 53rd ACM Awards, and it should pop up for you. Hey, one of your childhood idols...
Oh, yes.
...who really fueled... your dance craze.
My love.
In high school. That's Britney Spears.
Yes.
Apparently there's a musical in the works.
Yes, this is like the coolest thing I've ever heard.
A stage comedy based on one Britney Spears.
It's called Once Upon a One More Time.
Oh, how cute.
I love it.
With, of course, Hit Me Baby One More Time, the old play on that and everything.
And it'll include her songs Oops, I Did It Again, Toxic, Stronger, and of course... Baby One More Time. It's in Chicago. Premieres in October. Might need to go see that. But the story centers around a classic fairy tale princess like Cinderella and Snow White, learning that being happy ever after may take some work.
You know, it was actually, this musical was replacing Michael Jackson's musical in that same theater, which was recently just canceled.
Mm.
Thought that was interesting.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know, Michelle. Any thoughts?
I don't know.
All right.
This is really cool, though. She's only like one of like four other women to have their music used in a stage musical.
So is now Chad going to have to buy you tickets to Chi-Town, the Windy City, to get you...
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah, a lot closer than Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah. Indeed it is.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hey, we want to remind you folks again that on Friday... we'll be spinning the wheel. No matter how Michelle's sinuses are feeling that day, if she can even speak or not, she'll still be able to spin that wheel.
Yes, I'll just be your regular Vanna White.
It will be prominently placed right over there to your immediate right. And you will be, of course, put into a very important role on Friday where you'll be spinning the wheel. Our Lucko the Listener is Friday, all brought to you by Dan's Wholesale Carpet and Flooring, where every hour, multiple times throughout the hour, during the morning show, also afternoons with Shauna Berkey and Saturday with Nathan Cozart, you have a chance to win fabulous prizes. I mean, the list is endless. Gift certificates from a number of local businesses and vendors, local advertising partners. Also, we have tickets to the IX Indoor Amusement Park, Kelsey Ballerini, Kelly Clarkson, and so much more. Is this your first time with the Lucko, the Listener?
It is.
And it means so much more to you now that, of course, you have dominant Irish roots within your system. Go ahead. You need to cough, yawn, get it out over there. Go ahead. Let it out.
Sorry.
Don't be ashamed, Michelle.
I didn't want to cough.
Don't hold that in.
Sorry.
Don't hold it in.
Okay.
All right. 99.9 WTUZ. We have some anniversaries to celebrate today. First, we had a late one from the Weaver Appliance text line. I'll get this one out there first. It's Brenda and Mike Crumley. Happy anniversary to you guys. Your second wedding anniversary. Also celebrating 2 years. Matt and Heather Troyer from Coshocton. This one also from the text line, but 16 years of marriage out of Dover. It's Toby and Shelley Ankrin. Happy anniversary to Toby and Shelley. And lastly, 50 years today, Lenny and Sheila Fish. Lenny and Sheila, happy 50th. Married today, 1969. To submit your anniversary, very similar to the birthday contest, use the keyword anniversary on our text line or go to our website. It's contest section. That email directly to us will work too. contests@WTUZ.com. More of your kind of country after this.
WTUZ.
Sugar Valley.
I got to give you a round of applause. Okay, does your throat hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, let that out. It does hurt.
Yes.
When your voice isn't on point and you just... And is your nose stuffy?
I don't know. It's like all of the above. I feel like someone hit me in the face. Truly. I feel like there's like a 100-pound brick on my face.
There's
you know what I mean?
Your laugh isn't even the same anymore. It's you sound
what
like.
What did you say earlier? You go, your man laugh.
Your man laugh. It was.
Sorry. Anywho, I'm sorry.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I know you think I've been giving you a hard time today, but
no, I just know that I don't like the way that I sound, and I feel bad to the listeners, but whatever.
They're just going to have to deal with it. Hey, later, I already mentioned monitor Facebook for Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey Ballerini tickets. Also, you have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores Marathon this morning. Another way to win? Well, let's just play the lottery. Same numbers, like, I don't know, what, 20 different times? Is that what this lady did here in Richmond, Virginia? She purchased... 20?
She bought 20 pick four tickets?
Well, it says here, 30 lottery tickets with the same numbers, and she won $150,000. 20 pick four tickets, which the numbers were 1, 0, 3, and 1. After seeing those numbers a couple times during the day, she thought, you know what? I'll buy 10 more, because she was really feeling lucky. And then that combination won her, of course, even more money. She nearly had a heart attack, she said.
Oh, no. How much... Our pick four tickets.
I don't know. I mean, this is Virginia. I'm not a lottery player.
Me neither. For some reason, I feel like they're only a dollar, but I could be wrong.
So, yeah, 20 the first time, then 10 more when she was a winner. 30 in all.
Have you ever played, like, a lottery ticket, ever?
Deborah Brown from Virginia. The last, what was it, Mega Millions or Powerball, whatever it was. I bought tickets for that. I'm not a scratch-off kind of person, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I just consider it a waste of money, almost.
It is a waste of money. That's what I feel like.
You know, an easier way to get rich kind of scheme or scam, just cut off your own hand, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do and collect the insurance?
Oh, my gosh.
This woman in Slovenia cut off her own hand trying to collect on the insurance. Get this. Now she's going to jail. 21-year-old woman. Used a power saw. I guess, listen,
why on earth would you ever
If you're going to do it with the power saw. Quick, painless, get it over with. Tourniquet, right to the hospital you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So that's exactly what she did. Wanted to collect the insurance money. So when she got to the hospital, she said, yeah, she was cutting tree branches when she severed her left hand just above the wrist. Officials say family members then went back, found the hand. This is when you know your plan is not going the way you want it to go. They were able to reattach her hand, and then police eventually sniffed out that it was a scam before any of the payments were made. Problem was, they changed insurance policies like five different times with different companies trying to get the best amount. Yeah, that's dead giveaway right there. So first of all, she wanted to, I guess, have a fake hand, right?
I mean, she would have had to.
That was ultimately her goal. So when they went out, when they went and found the original hand, I mean, can you imagine, you know, no, don't go back and find, I think the dog got it.
Oh my gosh.
Dog took it. Don't even go back and look for it.
Oh my gosh. Do you know anybody with like, that's like accidentally chopped off a finger or anything?
No.
You don't?
I chopped off the tip of my thumb once working at Rockne's.
Oh.
You can still see it. When I trim my nails, I mean, I always keep them trimmed.
Yeah.
But when they're freshly trimmed, you can see the little divot.
It never grew back? The little skid?
I mean, if you cut something off...
Well, yeah.
It's not like it's gonna grow back.
Well, so there was this kid in eighth grade. I won't say his name. I actually don't know if he still lives around here, but... He went to Philly, but then he transferred to Claymont, and he was a wrestler. He was a really good wrestler, but he used to sit behind me in history class, and he had chopped one of his fingers off doing something over like Christmas break, and he would come in from school, like he'd go to the bathroom or even like through switching classes.
Uh-huh.
He'd sit behind me, and he would put his hand on my shoulder, and it would creep me out every time.
Way to put the kid on blast.
Because he was missing a finger. He was the nicest kid. He really was. I'm like, please don't touch me.
You know, I had a friend in high school who, I forget where he worked, but actually lost the tip of, like, I think it was his ring finger or middle finger. I forget which one.
That's a bad one to lose.
And, yeah, and it was pretty gross looking. And he would sometimes, you know, we were kids, teenagers.
Right.
And he'd mess with us and put his finger in our face. And get that nasty thing out of here. You know, I mean, it's not so to be mean, but...
No. I don't mean for it to be mean, but I was just in eighth grade.
Dude,
I was
get
like,
your stub
so
out of my face.
Creeped out by his little missing finger. Oh, poor guy.
What finger was he missing again?
I think it was his middle finger.
The whole finger?
No, I think it was like right below the knuckle.
Any portion still is
right.
Is enough.
So he
to be
had
missing.
What, four and a half?
Four and a half.
Four and a half, yeah. But he was a great guy though.
Give me a high five. Well, how about a high four and a half? That's about all I can give.
I feel like that would be like a really good comedy joke. Like if you did actually lose a finger, like that would be funny. You just have to make light of the situation at that point.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
What are you gonna do? I only have half skis.
Mm-hmm. Half skis. As long as it's not the middle finger. I mean, some people use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Somebody gave Brooke the middle finger last week.
Listen,
driving
sometimes
on the road.
Sometimes people deserve it. You got to go the speed limit.
Oh, no.
Got to go the speed limit. I love how we attack her when she's not in here to defend herself. She will be here soon.
In just a moment.
Yeah, she has Z News for us all. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ 846, Eric Michelle, now joined by our friend, consider her your friend, it's Babbling Baruch.
Good morning, MVP, MVP.
For real though.
MVP.
Thanks, hey, thanks for asking if I wanted anything from Starbucks, ladies. Thanks to both of you.
Sorry. I was just more worried about her.
I understand. She's our main concern.
Oh, please.
She is, yeah.
She's our main concern.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't get anything either, if that makes you feel any better.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
Unless it's in your fancy mug.
No.
Hey, you ready for our trip to Athens?
Yeah.
Tonight?
I'm ready.
Right.
See? I'm
you
ready.
Are donned in your Quaker best.
That's right.
Whoop, whoop. And you're donned in your Browns best.
I am. Well, I brought my Quaker jacket.
It's a clash, the brown jersey with the red jacket.
That's all right. I got to support and rep both.
I mean, if we were to do a best dressed and worst dressed of the day.
I would be worst dressed for sure today. That's fine. I'll take it.
Brown and orange and red and black just...
It's a clash.
Don't really go together.
They're great teams. Yeah, both of them alike.
Right. Yeah. Hey, speaking of great teams, you guys with Z News.
Yeah, gonna, team it up today.
Let's tag do this. Team. All right. Okay. You guys are feeling dangerous. Go ahead.
I woke up this morning feeling pretty dangerous.
Okay. All right. In this day in history, in 1975, George Jones and Tammy Wynette were divorced. In same year, the first Chili's restaurant was opened in Dallas.
Love their chips and queso.
Yeah.
Oh, I never had that.
I think I've only been there like once, but it was good. In 1987, Heat of the Night by Bryan Adams became the first commercially released cassette single in the U.S. And then holidays for today, it's Earmuff Day, Jewel Day. And
Jewel.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry,
I had to.
So annoying.
Seriously. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Every time it comes
on. I love it. They're a proud sponsor. I love that commercial.
That's right, yeah. All right. And it's National Good Samaritan Day. On television tonight, Empire's on at 8. Riverdale is on at 8. Survivor's on at 8. Modern Family is on at 9. The Real Housewives of New York City is on at 9. And then Sharon Osbourne. She'll be on the Late Late Show, James Corden.
Oh, my God, bro.
Sharon!
Bro, that was so good.
All right. Well, I'll start off in some country news.
Yeah, do it.
That was good.
Maren Morris's husband, Ryan Hurd, he's extending his tour. He's added some dates.
I love how we preface it by saying Maren Morris's
terrible
husband.
Right?
I
would hate being known as somebody's.
But he's got a hit song on his hands now.
That's
all right.
T. He's going to be in Ohio in a Roots Town on May 17th.
Very nice. Yeah, he extended his tour.
At the Dusty?
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yep. All right. Do you guys remember the show Hip Hop Squares?
VH1, right?
Right.
Okay.
It was like a tic-tac-toe where like celebrities were
there. It
was
a knockoff of
celebrity squares.
What was the knockoff of?
Yeah, what's the
celebrity squares? Hollywood squares.
Hollywood squares, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's going to be a Nashville squares now.
Ooh.
Yes. So NCD has independently confirmed the report via CMT. I think they're just going to have country celebrities be... in the but they haven't come up with the title yet. It's not going to be called Nashville Squares.
Well, they should just
that's what they're calling it right now, but it says it's a working title.
That seems to fit.
So maybe Country Squares.
Brooke, speaking of shows, what's coming to an end? They now have a date for it now.
Yeah,
right?
The Big Bang Theory. Their season finale is coming up May 16th at 8.
It's going to be an hour long.
It's going to be an hour long.
It's a Big Bang. That last episode. They're going out with the bang.
They are.
How many other puns?
That was really good. I don't watch that show, so I don't know.
I don't either.
But
I was never really a fan.
It's the best show on TV.
A lot of people love it.
It's been on like 12 years. Yes. Yeah. I watch it.
And I think they're the highest paid cast on TV right now. I think.
Yeah. Wow. We're the second highest paid cast in entertainment.
And radio.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right, so Kim Kardashian will cover a released prisoner's rent. One of the first inmates released after federal sentencing reforms won't have to worry about his rent for 5 years.
She's going to take care of it.
She's going to take care of it.
Wow.
This dude was pardoned from Trump, right? Didn't Trump have something to do with this?
She's pretty big into like freeing prisoners that don't have like hard, harsh sentences. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like they weren't... There was another person that she had got out of prison. But this guy was convicted of a nonviolent drug offense in 1996 and received some national attention. And he attended this year's State of the Union address at President Donald Trump's invitation.
Very nice of Kim Kardashian using her money to pay a guy's rent instead of using her money to put her kid through a fancy college or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, people are just so upset about
more surgery.
I mean,
something
like that.
Did you hear what she said? Paying for surgery, like plastic surgery. So, that was good. That was good, Brooke. That was good.
Smart buddy.
Although
plants.
That's my BFF, so watch it.
Okay. Yeah,
watch.
My bad.
That's why Odell Beckham came to Cleveland for a Kardashian.
I never knew that.
He used to date Khloe before Tristan came along. So maybe Odell will be our number one receiver, and now a stepdad all in one.
Could be.
All in one trip.
Yeah.
Z-News, always a pleasure. You guys have a great thing going on here.
Thanks.
We should do it every day around this time, Monday through Friday. See all how right. it goes tomorrow. Although you won't be here.
No.
Tomorrow. All right, well, there it goes. Why won't you be here tomorrow, Brooke? No, I want you to tell me right now. Is it because you're going to Athens tonight?
It is.
You get your butt in here. What do you mean?
Hey.
No, you come in tomorrow.
We'll see.
Is this crap?
We'll see. Hey, I don't have to go, you know, on the air at 5:30 in the morning, so. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Which means what?
That you have to be on the air. I don't.
All right.
That's what
she
it means.
She gets to sleep in, basically.
I have no saying. Words. Very rarely am I rendered speechless.
she gets to sleep in every day.
That was one of those times.
We don't.
That's right. True.
We gotta go.
Sun Country.
3 on 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric and Michelle. Your morning show, driven and fueled by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Coming up soon, I mean within mere moments, you have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. But Michelle first. You, me, and Odell Beckham Jr., if he wants, will all hop in the country music time machine.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
See what happened on this day in country music history. 1987 is where we go first. The king of country music, known as George Strait, was at number one on the country chart with Oceanfront Property, his seventh studio album, and George's first to debut at number one on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart.
In 2005, Rascal Flatts were at number one on the U.S. country music album charts with Feels Like Today, which has now sold over 5 million copies in the U.S. alone.
What'd you tell me about that album?
That's in my top 10 albums of all time.
All time.
Huge Rascal Flatts fan.
7 years ago, Lady Antebellum, they were at number one with their song Own the Night. They actually won a Grammy Award for that album.
On this day in 2013, Taylor Swift launched her Red Tour in Nebraska. It became the top-grossing country tour in history, generating $150 million in revenue.
Her last country tour, I think, too, right? The Red Tour, I think that was.
Was it?
I think so.
Well, no, was it show tour last year?
I said country tour.
Oh, country.
Yeah. 2018, 1 year ago today, a Florida Georgia Line song, Holy, went quadruple platinum. That's not one, not two, not three, but four times platinum. Hey, we're going to make somebody a winner. We have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. Michelle.
Yes.
Tell them how they can enter.
Text the word Bell Stores to our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399, and we will pick a winner.
I feel bad even just for asking you to talk.
It's okay. I just feel like every time I'm going to throw up.
Do you really?
No, or just like cough.
Just let it out, girl.
I'll be fine.
I mean, nobody uses that microphone but you. Consider it yours.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Take it home with you. Hey, again, it's the keyword Bell Stores on the Weaver Appliance text line. Like Michelle stated, the number 330-339-9399. Winner after these words. And then your local forecast. It's Z Country, always streaming online, WTUZ.com. Dirk's Drunk on a Plane, 99.9 WTUZ, Eric and Michelle wrapping things up on your Wednesday hump day. We had a couple of winners today. This is what we do here in Z Country. Who those people be, Michelle?
Well, Deb Tucker from Strasburg, she won $25 to Bell Stores. And then Rich Kohler, one from Mineral City, because today is his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we hand out daily birthday prizes each and every single day. Couple things. Monitor us on social media, not only to stay up to date with the latest news and what's going on here in Z Country, but also for chances to win, like today. Mm-hmm. A post will pop up for your next chance to win tickets to see Kelly Clarkson and Kelsey Ballerini at the Q. That's a week from tomorrow already.
I know.
To believe it or not.
Actually, you know what else is a week from tomorrow?
Or actually, a week from today, right?
Today. For a week from today, I'm sorry. It's the first day of spring.
Yes.
The sun is coming.
And you're a spring.
I am a spring.
So it's like your day almost.
It is.
We'll have spring-like weather today. We'll enjoy that. One last time I'll ask for today, maybe for the week, depending on how your voice is doing. any Quakers in the house?
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, that was the weakest of all the whoops.
Whoop.
The boys in action later today. Big Z Sports will be in Athens. Myself, Joe Geckler, Adam Soweski, bringing you all the coverage as New Philadelphia takes on Chillicothe, Zane, Trace. Who is this Zane fellow?
I know. I wanted to know.
Sounds like a super villain.
I does.
Zane.
Who is this guy?
Like Bane from Batman. Oh, anyways, yes. Now we're getting long-winded. You can catch us tonight, 7:30 is the pregame, 8 o'clock tip time, and we'll bring you everything you need to know. We'll do
good
this again
tonight.
Tomorrow. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Tired and
yes,
and everything else. If you missed anything, podcast section at WTUZ.com. We're feverishly working on that right now. Again, get in touch with us after hours on social media, WTUZ.com, to stay up to date on everything else. Until tomorrow, Z Country on a Friday Eve. It's also a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway.
Yes.
Monitor social media for that later on this evening, which we'll give away tomorrow. We're already planning for tomorrow.
I know.
It sucks, right?
Eh.
Hashtag adulting. All right, we're out of here. Later, Z Country. Have a good one.